Good morning. It's December 2nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Commendable. For what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults? You take it patiently. But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. 1 Peter 2:20. New King James Version. All of us have lived through circumstances that left us feeling as though we were being punished unfairly. I know many physicians, including myself, who have suffered through years of litigation in a malpractice suit, knowing that we had done the best we could in a situation, despite the poor outcome. Dealing with that year in and year out, patiently, while continuing to serve patients, is commendable. There are as many reasons to feel beaten down as there are people. Others have dealt with frightening diagnoses, like my son-in-law with lymphoma at a young age. Or worse, they've lost a loved one, seemingly out of nowhere. I saw a patient today whose brother, to whom she was very close, died suddenly a few months ago of a ruptured congenital aneurysm in the brain at age 31. 2 months after that, her best friend and college roommate died suddenly of a pulmonary embolus, a blood clot in the lungs. At age 25. How could you not feel you were being punished for no reason? The patient's mother came in today as well, a longtime patient of mine. In fact, I had delivered both her daughter and the son that just passed away. Mother and daughter are both teachers, helping students in person and online, continuing to help others through their own personal despair and the never-ending pandemic of 2020. Their dedication is commendable. My daughter and her husband, both physicians, literally work 36-hour shifts caring for patients, most of whom cannot pay for their services, who are either injured severely enough to need surgery or sick enough from COVID and its complications to require ICU care. They are literally beaten down physically and mentally. Their conscientious devotion is then commendable. Across the country this year, there are police officers who struggled to serve and protect in the midst of rioting crowds of anarchists who were throwing rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, setting patrol cars on fire, and looting and burning the businesses of innocent bystanders. Their service in striving to maintain law and order was commendable. Likewise, there were people of all colors who protested peacefully, speaking out for racial justice in the face of a series of horrific attacks against unarmed individuals by bigoted, small-minded men who should never have been given badges and authority. What they did peacefully was commendable. Our Savior wasn't crucified because he was a criminal or a bad man. He was crucified because he spoke the truth about the powers that be, and despite living a sinless, perfect life, was tortured and killed. But it was God's plan from the beginning that his Son would come to earth, experience what we experience, and then take our sins on himself, accepting the punishment of death that we deserved, Romans 5:8. His suffering purchased our salvation. His death atoned for our sins, and we were once more welcomed back into God's presence with the righteousness we received by grace alone. It seems a gross understatement, but what Jesus did willingly was commendable in the Father's eyes, 1 Peter 2:21. When you lose a child, or your brother, or your best friend, through no fault of theirs or yours, it can lead to bitterness, anger, and a turning away from God and his goodness. If instead you take the pain patiently, quietly, and continue to do good despite your own personal agony, well, that is commendable. If you've lost your job, fallen ill, had a loved one fall ill, or worse, lose their life, but you are carrying on through your pain, perhaps faltering, but still clinging to your faith, that is commendable. It's easy to believe God works everything together for good, Romans 8:28, when everything is going well. It's when the world is on fire and falling apart that one's mettle is tested. If you can hold to the truth of Romans 8:38, and let nothing separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, when everything is falling apart, that is commendable in God's eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Remind us when we are suffering to do so as Christ did, even when ridiculed, tortured, and hung on a tree, while he could have called down Gabriel and the whole of heaven's armies to vanquish his tormentors. He carried on silently, and faithfully and obediently, and ask that they be forgiven. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.